I certainly believe that we as legislators have a responsibility to the people, to the residents that we serve, to the taxpayers, to ensure that they have access to information that allows them to influence process such as the collective bargaining process. So collective bargaining members are able to have a conversation and influence their leadership. The taxpayers can have open conversations, provide feedback to their elected officials that are negotiating these deals. I certainly believe that secrecy breeds distrust, and transparency is the cornerstone of good government. I believe taxpayers deserve to know and understand the deals that are being made when elected officials negotiate a collective bargaining agreement, and that that agreement will be paid for with their tax dollars. As we all know, contract negotiations significantly impact the size and expense of government and services that our constituents receive. Unsurprisingly, secret negotiations bring a cloud of doubt and can lead to abuse. I believe increased transparency will not only make public officials more accountable, as I've said, to citizens, but also make union representatives more accountable to their members. The fact that many of these negotiations result in increase in taxes is enough reason to provide additional transparency to taxpayers. But far too often, these negotiations result in strikes, disrupting the lives of children, parents, and all those held hostage while a deal is being struck. The proposal that I offer, as well as the proposal offered by Senator Martin this morning, would bring openness and transparency to state and local decision-making by allowing public access to collective bargaining negotiations. As of 2015, a dozen states require full or limited access to collective bargaining sessions of public employees. This is not new. In fact, the state of Colorado a few years ago, by ballot referendum, over 60% of the citizens of that state opted to open up collective bargaining negotiations. Recently, I had the experience as a member of the State System Board of Governors to be involved in what resulted in a contract dispute between the State System of Higher Education and ABSCOF, the union representing the faculty. And what I noticed, what I observed through that process was a lack of information, often to constituents and to union members, misinformation. I would receive numerous phone calls from members of ABSCOF who had received inaccurate information regarding what was being presented at the negotiating table. And so I strongly believe this legislation would empower the taxpayers and would empower collective bargaining members themselves.